The illegal use of drugs is the subject of discussion now between baseball owners and baseball players. At a union board meeting in Phoenix, union leaders spoke of developing tougher rules on steroids. This new approach would increase testing and impose stiffer penalties for violations. All this comes after last week's revelation that several players told a federal grand jury that they had used steroids. Commentator Frank DeFord says drugs still have an allure to many players.
It's easiest to conclude, of course, that athletes will just do anything to win. Each advance in training that was originally frowned upon only eventually came to be accepted. Professionalism was not sporting. Neither was hiring a coach. Athletic scholarships were unlawful. Don't lift weights, and on and on. Who's to say we won't someday accept steroids as just another training device, nothing more than a better pair of Nikes? But then it's also just as true that many athletes will do anything for money or for the vanity or for just hanging on to the good life of a hero. Who knows all the complex motives that have inspired athletes to risk their reputations and their health by taking illegal drugs? And of course, it's probably easier to cheat this way nowadays because modern athletes have grown up comfortably in an environment where drugs are an accepted part of everyday life. There's no stigma attached to taking drugs now, especially in our impatient world where instant gratification rules. If drugs are accepted everywhere else, how do you draw the line at games? Hey, the most prominent commercials on sports TV used to be the big three beers, Budweiser, Miller, and Coors. Now the big three seem to be Viagra, Levitra, and Cialis. What's a little anabolic steroid, a touch of human growth hormone amongst friends? Ah, but perhaps more than anything, Ponce de Leon remains with us all. Yes, some young world-class Olympic champions have succumbed to the temptation of drugs, but it's the aging athlete who is most susceptible to the charms of steroids. Just give me a few more seasons in the sun. Don't let it end now. Not yet. Please, God, please. Sebastian Coe, the great British miler, said once, "Suddenly I got to the age of 36, and one day I realized I can't ever run any quicker than I'm running at this moment." And that's when the candle didn't flicker. It went out. Coe came to that stark realization in the middle of a workout. He stopped dead right there and never ran another step. But that's not normal. Most athletes would do anything to hold back the night, to buy just a little more time. Anything just to keep on being 36 for a few more years. The irony with Jason Giambi and Gary Sheffield and Barry Bonds, and the other obvious suspects, though, is that the drugs have become too good. They didn't just keep their careers going a while longer, magically preserving their youth for another summer or two. The drugs made their counterfeit selves even better than what nature had given them in the very glory of their pretty youth. So they got carried away with their own artificiality and flew too close to the sun. Poor devils, they had come to believe that their wings were real. And Barry Bonds, it seems, still does.
Those are the comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.